Desiree Hellegers offers a tribute to the late local activist Malcolm Chaddock. The first voice you hear will be Veterans for Peace organizer Dan Shea.
I probably met him back, and I was just getting involved in Veterans for Peace. And Malcolm was, he was always in and out from various different causes that he was involved in. But he was a driver for some delegates we had from Vietnam, talking about Agent Orange. And since I myself am an Agent Orange victim, I was, doing an interview with them and talking with them. And I got really involved with Veterans for Peace, but not right away. It took me a while because I didn't want to have anything to do with war. But Malcolm always seemed to be bringing people in. Every time I was out at some event, we were crossing paths. And then he was gone. I was doing some artwork around the time the Iraq War was beginning, and I was working with the First Unitarian Church, some people there in their peace group that were doing an art project about the victims in Iraq and veterans that were opposing the war. And so I was doing something with Kevin Benderman, who had refused to go back. And I did a piece on Cindy Sheehan. And Cindy Sheehan came to Portland at that time while we were doing all these projects. And Malcolm eventually became a driver for Cindy when she was going across the country. So he'd be gone for a while, and then again, he'd be back. And that's kind of when I got involved with Veterans for Peace, because they were doing art projects. Malcolm loved to play music. He also, he was an artist in his own right. He created these, what I call Buddha bells. He took an old oxygen tank and cut it apart and made these bells which were just created such beautiful sounds. And we would play those on Armistice Day, Veterans Day, November 11th at the 11th hour. And Malcolm and Grant Remington were sort of the stayhards of Veterans for Peace at the time. And I had just been, because of the introduction to the people from Vietnam, I was invited to go to Vietnam for Agent Orange Conference. And when I came back, Jim Lockhart wanted to do a program on veterans. Then they said, well, let's see if we can do this on a monthly basis. And ended up that nobody else would do it. So I ended up having actually a program from 2006 to about 2018. It was on cable access. So I would interview people. So I'd interview Malcolm, and Malcolm would bring people in, and I'd interview veterans and visiting people that were anti-war protesters, Palestinians, and even IDF members who were opposing the war in Israel. So, Veterans for Peace has many, many issues. But the things that affect all of us are, our own moral injury. VFP is a family that we have about veterans. And it's a family that Malcolm was a part of. And so I feel Malcolm has always been a brother. But we all carry some demons from the wars. And even if you didn't serve in combat, you were a part of a system that was killing people. And that's where Malcolm felt his injury was from, that he was a part of a system that was killing people all over the world. And so he saw not just a combat like I in Vietnam, but the imperialism that took place across the world, and that he was a part of in some parts as a intelligence and listening to the chats that were going on in the world. And I remember he and I were talking about Morris Bishop in Grenada, because I had a friend who eventually became the prime minister of St. Vincent's in the Caribbean, who I had brought to Portland State for a lecture. As I was talking about it, he says, oh, I was on listening to what was going on at the very time that they were going to attack and kill Bishop. This is what happens among veterans. We listen to each other. I have friends from Nicaragua. I have friends from Africa. I have friends from all over the world, veterans who are serving, that are staying in Vietnam right now, living there. We speak to each other. We talk to each other. Mike Hasty at the memorial spoke very eloquently about the pain that he sees in veterans and that we all suffer. And he talked about Malcolm as somebody who was a relentless And he emphasized that relentless activist for peace and justice in the world. So here in Portland, Malcolm, of course, was dealing with a different kind of demon, and those were the demons of police violence. He was always very active in Black Lives Matter. And Teresa Rainford, who was the founder of Don't Shoot Portland, they were very close, and Malcolm was always out there.
We bring you audio that Dan Shea recorded of VFP's Mike Hasty, a medic in the American War in Vietnam and longtime peace activist, speaking at Malcolm Chaddock's memorial service in April.
What happened to me, like so many other veterans, and you don't have to be just a Vietnam veteran, Iraq veteran, Afghanistan veteran, whatever, is that when I came back from Vietnam, my entire core belief system was dismantled. I felt like I was in a foreign country when I came back from the United States. Because I realized something, and I know there are other Vietnam vets here, I realized that I was the enemy in Vietnam. I came across a statement that Crazy Horse made. There was a translator there, and in Crazy Horse said to the Union officer, he says, "We do not want your civilization. We do not want your civilization." And I think all of us can relate to Crazy Horse when we think of the people that are running this country. It's the same thing. I understand. When I came back from Vietnam and I came across what Crazy Horse had said, I understood exactly what he was talking about. And so did Malcolm.
Malcolm Chaddock, presente, rest in power. This has been Desiree Hellegersch for the Olmo Variety Hour.
Please tell me the reason behind the colors that you fly. Love just one nation. Whole world we divide. You say you're sorry. There is no other choice. God bless the people now who cannot raise their voice. We can chase down all our enemies. Bring them to their knees. We can bomb the world to pieces, but we can't bomb it into peace. Whoa, we may even find a solution.